grass for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today's sunny, breezy, upper 70s, wind gusts as high as 35 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the upper 50s with wind gusts at 30. For tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny, breezy, highs in the upper 70s. Tomorrow night, scattered showers and thunderstorms, cloudy skies 36, and Thursday becoming sunny, upper 50s. Right now, it's 68.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Missouri Senator Roy Blunt is the fifth GOP senator announcing he will not seek re-election. Blunt, senior member of the Senate Appropriations Committee, former ranking Republican on the Ag Appropriations Subcommittee that writes the budgets for the USDA and Food and Drug Administration. Announcing his retirement, Blunt tweeted a video of him standing in front of his parents' old dairy barn. He said it's a long way from here to the U.S. Capitol, but things he learned continue to shape how he works for the country and for the state. One of the lessons was to always finish the work that could get done that day. You also understand you have to use the tools and resources that you have, not the ones you wish you had. A couple of more Republicans yet to say whether they'll run in 2022. Chuck Grassley of Iowa, who is 87 years old, and also Ron Johnson of Wisconsin. USDA's Ag Marketing Service is looking for feedback as it considers how to spend $1.5 billion made available in the fiscal year 2021 appropriations bill for food purchases. Much of the money will go for commodities in the Farmers to Families Food Box program, which is in operation through the end of April and for which AMS is also seeking input. USDA also could use those funds for grants to small and mid-sized processors and distributors. Listening session is scheduled for later on this month, and comments will be accepted through the end of March. The National Association of State Departments of Agriculture has sent a letter to Ag Secretary Vilsack supporting the continuation of the Food Box program with changes. NASDA CEO Barb Glenn outlined recommendations to promote equity and farmers' access to the program and remove some unnecessary barriers of entry, the group said in a release. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Attorney General Derek Schmidt has launched his campaign for Kansas governor. Schmidt's kickoff today came after weeks of heightened visibility for the three-term Republican because of the GOP-controlled legislature's debates over the current governor's handling of the coronavirus pandemic. Schmidt is the first major Republican to formally announce his candidacy for the right to challenge Kelly in 2022, though former GOP Governor Jeff Collier signaled his plans to run on Friday. A 32-year-old man is in custody after a child died in a hit-and-run incident in Wichita yesterday morning. Police arrested Marcus Downey yesterday on potential charges of felony hit-and-run and driving with a suspended license. The 4-year-old boy was struck by a pickup truck allegedly driven by Downey when the boy and his mother were crossing a street in the downtown. The boy later died at a hospital. The mother was not injured. I'm Rick Everett with your Tuesday Mid-America Network News.
Ogallala Livestock Special Stock Cow, first calf heifer with our regular sale Wednesday, March the 10th. 9 o'clock we'll start on the butcher and feeding cows, bulls, and heiferettes. Noon will be the Stock John Hereford's bull sale at 12:30 baby calves. And at 1 o'clock, the stock cows will start with Hitchcock Farms. 110 Angus 3 to 6-year-old stock cows are bred to Angus bulls due March 15th. And 40 cows that are calving March 20th. Lemoyne Daily, 80 Red Angus, 5 to 8-year-old stock cows. They're bred to Red Angus bulls. They're due April 1st for 60 days. Anderson Ranch, 55 bred heifers to short-term stock cows. They're bred to Red Angus. They're due April 15th, 75 days. That's a complete dispersion. View many more high-quality and value consignments at OglawLive.com or call the office at 308-284-2071. That's a special stock cow, first calf heifer sale, Wednesday, March the 10th at Ogallala Livestock.
Police in Garden City are investigating the shooting death of a 32-year-old man. Police officers responded Sunday evening to an apartment in the city and found 32-year-old Victor Cabrera suffering from a gunshot wound to the head. Cabrera was transported to St. Catherine Hospital in Garden City and then transferred to a Wichita hospital. He succumbed to his injury. No suspect information has been immediately released, and police say the investigation is ongoing. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment yesterday released its latest COVID numbers as they apply to the state. Officials say the state is continuing to see a drop in the numbers while the vaccination efforts are expanding. In the time frame of Friday to Monday, KDHE reported an additional 590 new cases. In that same time frame, there were only four additional deaths reported. KDHE says about 16% of the state's residents have received at least one dose of COVID-19 vaccine. 233,000 residents have received both. Mid-America Network News.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzin Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Dezine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Officials in central Nebraska say a pilot died in a small plane crash in Custer County. The sheriff's office says the crash happened on Saturday when the office received a report shortly after 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon that a single-engine plane had failed to arrive at a Colorado airport as scheduled. The Custer County Sheriff's Office says the wreckage of the plane was found several hours later in a pasture southwest of Ansley. Officials say the body of the plane's pilot and sole occupant, 74-year-old Keith Walker of Mason City, Iowa, was found in the wreckage. Nebraska officials may start using mobile sites to help expand the number of places where residents can get a coronavirus vaccine as the number of available doses increases. Governor Pete Ricketts made the comments as the number of new vaccinations administered continues to trend upward. Statewide, 12% of Nebraska residents who are at least 16 years old have been fully vaccinated. Mid-America Network News.
Farmers, if the commodity markets have you second-guessing your spring planting plans and changes are in the works, give Kaufman Seeds a call for all your corn, soybean, and grain sorghum seed. We offer the newest trait platforms with our Midland genetics, corn, and soybeans. Don't forget, we offer a full line of grain sorghum and forages to finish off your planting need. Give us a call at 800-634-2836.
Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Health Nurse Sue Rhodes advised county commissioners Monday that a mass COVID-19 vaccination clinic is planned this Thursday, March 11th, 7 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. at the historic Union Pacific Depot in Marysville. Open to anyone age 65 and older who lives, works, or has a doctor in Marshall County. No advance appointments necessary. A follow-up booster shot mass clinic is planned April 8th. Please wear a mask. Again, this mass vaccination clinic, open to anyone age 65 or older who lives, works, or has a doctor in Marshall County, will be at Marysville's historic Union Pacific Depot this Thursday, 7 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. County commissioners at last week's meeting heard from Ellen Barber with the Partnership for Growth and Austin Masters with USDA to discuss financing for the proposed jail project. Current loan rates are 2.125%. Board would need to fill out pre-application papers to see if the county would qualify. A construction loan would need to be secured for actual construction of a jail. Then bonds would be issued to finalize a USDA loan. Bond counsel would need to be retained to assist with the process. The board plans to fund the project with existing funds and may possibly secure a USDA loan with a 10-year repayment, if not increasing the mill levy. Valuation notices have been sent out and are now available. Ag value comparisons from 2020 to 21 showed approximately a 4% increase. Public Works Administrator reported they would start work on the bridge in Rock Township on 25th Road. Road crews will begin hauling rock and blading roads as weather permits. Bridge construction in Lincoln Township is progressing. Lloyd Builders met with the board, which recently terminated their contract as construction manager at risk for the jail project. They admitted shock at the abrupt termination without correspondence prior to the letter. Commissioners advised it was nothing Lloyd Builders did wrong, but since nothing's been done on the project for some time, they thought it best to start fresh. Lloyd Builders was hoping they would consider rebidding the project if and when it proceeds. County Councilor Jason Brenniger advised of surrounding counties' removal of mask mandates at this time and might put the issue on a future agenda. Approval was given to hire Bridger Yousey and Brooke Feldhausen as clerks in the appraiser's office. Washington County Commissioners Monday adopted a resolution eliminating the requirement of but strongly recommending use of masks or their face coverings to reduce potential COVID exposure. The meeting last week was mostly routine business and included discussion of county roads and maintenance plans. Nemaha County Commissioners advised that some work has been started in connection with the Irish Creek Project in Nemaha County. County Attorney will contact NextEra, advising they're in violation of the road use agreement for the project. Work will be suspended until issues are resolved. Emergency Preparedness Director advised that he checked with Northeast District Emergency Management concerning large energy bills received recently. There is no federal money available to help with these. Entities were advised to go to the League of Municipalities to file a complaint. Commissioners discussed declaring a state of emergency for that extended cold snap in February, resulting in increased utility costs. Members of the Nemaha County Planning Commission shared concerns regarding performance with Marvin Planning Consultants to this point in the process on a county plan. The county attorney recommended payments be stopped until the work's complete that is projected by the contract. Lily C. Harkness passed away December 31st in Arizona. Funeral services planned Saturday, March 13th, 2 p.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church, Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery at Waterville. Terry Christie Funeral Home will stream the service live on their Facebook page and are in charge of arrangements for Lily Harkness.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like a wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gifts that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Ever wondered what $9.99 looks like at Ashley Home Store? An LG 65-inch 4K smart TV and soundbar $9.99. Ashley reclining sofa and reclining love seat $9.99. Crossley washer and dryer $9.99 for the pair. Frigidaire chest freezer or upright freezer. Ashley Queen 7-piece bedroom set with mattress. Sectional with dual recliner or a Manor refrigerator with ice and water dispenser. All for $9.99 or $42 a month for 24 months. All shipped free to your house. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store. Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
This week at Good Shepherd Lutheran School, we are celebrating National Lutheran Schools Week. Hello, my name is Terry Harries. I'm the kindergarten teacher at Good Shepherd Lutheran School, located in Marysville. This year, our theme is Sent to Serve. Along with several fun activities planned for this week, we have some great service projects lined up. Every day, we have a different theme for dress-up. Today is my favorite, Pajama Day. We will start our day with devotions led by the 5th and 6th grade class. And later this afternoon, we will make crafts for our local care homes. Today, I have Afton Harries with me, an 8th grader this year. She's going to tell us about her favorite memories at Good Shepherd.
My name is Afton, and I encourage kids to come to Good Shepherd Lutheran School because of Lutheran Schools Week, where we do lots of fun activities. In kindergarten, we like to do the bear hunt and also the small classroom so that you can get along with everybody.
We are proud to offer a Christ-centered education in a state-accredited school with small class sizes. All denominations are welcome at Good Shepherd. We serve students preschool through 8th grade. If you'd like to set up a time to tour our school and meet our teachers, please call us at 785-562-3181.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Quiet weather across the central parts of the Midwest. We are seeing some very warm temperatures across the area, well into the 60s and 70s. Some areas into the 80s as we head through the day, continuing into tomorrow. We have a low pressure system that will be moving across the upper parts of the Midwest with a cold front extending into the central parts of the United States, bringing some showers and thunderstorms ahead of this system as we head into tomorrow, continuing into tomorrow night into Thursday. And then we're going to see cooler temperatures with another cold front that will sweep through the area as we head into Friday night. So across the area, sunny skies, upper 70s, wind gusts as high as 35 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny, breezy, upper 70s. And tomorrow night, scattered showers and thunderstorms, 36 degrees. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early March, 55. Record high on this date, 81. The average low, 28. The record low was 1. Sunset this evening, 6:28. Sunrise in the morning at 6:48.
In the country or the city, raising chickens requires constant vigilance. We're talking predators and protection today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, March 9th, the 68th day of the year. Country musician Mickey Gilley has a birthday. As more people are trying their hand at raising backyard chickens, they're finding out just how many predators can be out there, even in suburban areas. Domestic pets, stray cats, skunks, coyotes, snakes, owls, and hawks are only some of the hungry creatures lurking about the chicken coop. Sadly, human mischief often comes into play as well. If you keep chickens, be vigilant about repairing fencing, putting up netting to shield against birds of prey, and consider a hard floor in the coop to prevent entry by digging. And don't discount the value of noise and other human activity to discourage would-be chicken thieves. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
This time of precautionary isolation has been difficult for senior citizens, and Althea asks listeners to send kind handwritten letters, pictures, or small gifts to a long-term care facility near you. It doesn't take much to show you care. From Althea in Fawnee City, the number one leader in pet food manufacturing.
It's time to Shamrock Marysville. It's the premier shopping event in Marysville this Saturday. Check in from 8:50 to 9:15 a.m. at the Main Street office at 617 Broadway, and you'll get a complimentary cookie or cupcake along with your shopping sheet. Get ready for fun, games, and prizes, including $250 in chamber bucks you can win throughout the morning. It's time to mix and mingle, shop and play with Shamrock Marysville this Saturday morning.
Lisa New 2021 Dodge Ram 1500 Warlock Quad Cab V8 for just $269 a month at Twin Rivers Beatrice. That's right, drive away today in a new Ram 1500. Serious performance and rugged function with luxury appointments. MSRP 43640, 10,000 miles per year with 36-month agreement. Tax, title, license fees excluded. 41144 sales price, 4750 lease rebates. Must lease through Chrysler Capital with approved credit. $299 due at signing with lease rate just $269 a month at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram West Court in Beatrice.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports Good Tuesday. Les Miles is out as KU's head coach just days after he was placed on administrative leave amid sexual misconduct allegations from his tenure at LSU. Kansas described Miles' departure as a mutual agreement to part ways. He has 3 years left on his original five-year contract with the school. Last week, LSU released a 148-page review by a law firm about the university's handling of sexual misconduct complaints. It described how Miles tried to sexualize the staff of student workers in the football program by, for instance, allegedly demanding that he wanted blondes with big breasts and pretty girls. Elsewhere, Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlesby says it could be years before its schools recover from the financial blow they took when COVID-19 shut down sports. Bowlesby believes there is a reason to feel good about the future, which includes the return of men's and women's conference tournaments this week in Kansas City. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Attention, cattlemen. It's that time of year again to be making your sire selection for the future and success of your cow herd. I, John McCurry of McCurry Angus Ranch, inviting you to join me Thursday, March 11th at 1 p.m. in Burton, Kansas. We will be offering to you 100 stout, rugged, age-advantaged bulls out of breed-leading sires such as Relevant, Justified, Confederate, Turning Point, and Checkmate. Also this year is 32-year-old commercial pairs with AI-sired calves at side and 60 open heifers ready to breed. I encourage you to go to McCurryAngus.com or visit us on Facebook to see an updated catalog, pictures, videos of the offering, or simply call me, John, at 620-727-5197. Again, that number is 620-727-5197, or you can find anything you need on the website at McCurryAngus.com.
As COVID-19 vaccines are becoming available, Americans are eager to learn more, but frustrated about where to find answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about vaccines and the distribution plans in Kansas. Just visit aarp.org/ksvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Kansas, when, where, and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/ksvaccine, paid for by AARP.
The latest AP Top 25 College Men's Basketball poll puts KU to number 11. The top 10 in the AP's College Basketball poll look like this. Gonzaga remains entrenched at number 1, followed by Baylor, Illinois, Michigan, and Iowa at number 5. Alabama, Houston, Arkansas, Ohio State, and West Virginia round out the top 10. Right behind Kansas at number 12, Oklahoma State. Back now to spring training, the Kansas City Royals victorious over the Oakland Athletics yesterday by a margin of 10-3. The boys in blue will be back in action this afternoon as they meet up with the Seattle.
Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit MelindaMyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit MelindaMyers.com. Add a bit of aromatherapy to your indoors with scented geraniums. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Give the leaves a gentle pet and enjoy the lemon, rose, apple, peppermint, or pine fragrance. Place the plants in an area where you brush by the leaves or can easily give them a pat to release and enjoy the fragrance. Though grown for the fragrant leaves, these plants will produce attractive but less showy flowers than the popular bedding geranium. Both are truly pelargoniums, but most gardeners know them by their common name of geranium. Grow these as houseplants in a sunny window or a sunny location outdoors during frost-free weather. Scented geraniums are hardy in zones 10 and 11 and must be moved indoors for winter in most areas. Use a quality potting mix for indoor plantings or grow them outdoors in well-drained soil for best results. Remove the faded flowers and pinch back the stems as needed. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The four great courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets, cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
American troops had finally made it to Manila and were attempting to free POWs like Tom Crosby. Just when things seemed hopeful, the tables turned, and this young boy found himself in the middle of a hostage negotiation. His story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Pivot BioProven is the first ever nitrogen-producing microbe that supplies nitrogen directly to the plant, helping maximize yield. Just ask Zach from Oklahoma.
The average was about a 5 to 6 bushel an acre benefit. Not only is that more money in my pocket, but it's less money I had to spend on fertilizer and wear and tear on my side dressing sprayer.
Pivot BioProven. Get what you paid for. The nitrogen that stays put, whether or not.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
Tom Crosby was an 11-year-old American boy whose family, living in the Philippines, had been taken by the Japanese to the campus of Santo Tomas University as a prisoner of war. Now, on February 3, 1945, American forces were moving toward the education building where he was being held.
On the first floor were the Japanese. The commandant, that's where his quarters were, and all the sentries. So when February 3rd came along and the tanks broke down the front gate, they moved everybody up to the third floor.
Tom and over 200 other boys had been held on the third floor for over 3 years. Everyone else in the camp, including Tom's mother and grandmother, held in other buildings, had been freed.
When the firefight started, where the Japanese were shooting at the first cab from our rooms, we were behind them while they were shooting back and forth, and I still remember the tracers coming up through the windows.
Someone yelled out to the Americans that the boys were still inside.
Somebody on the bullhorn from the tank below told us to get as far away from the windows as it lay down flat, and a few minutes later, all hell broke loose again.
The gunfire eventually stopped, and both sides began a 36-hour negotiation.
They knew they were surrounded. He wanted to trade 220 of us for his freedom, he and his men, to walk out of there and go back to their front lines.
The Americans agreed to let the Japanese leave the compound, escorting them a few blocks away from the site. No one knows if they did, in fact, make it back to their lines. Decades later, Tom continues to share his story so others will not forget the struggle for freedom during those war years. Traveling the countryside in San Diego, California, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a retirement auction for Bob Oliver. Oliver Transmission, Saturday, March 13th, begins at 10 a.m. with mechanics, tools and equipment, vehicles and miscellaneous at the Oliver Transmission Shop on U.S. 36, just east of Home City. Selling a 1989 Ford F-350 tow truck with 17-foot Landall load-all bed, 1980 Jeep Chevy V8 with snowplow, 8-foot pickup bed trailer, Dixon commercial rotting mower, 16-horse, 42-inch cut, 80-gallon air compressor, floor drill press, high-quality shop press with 20-ton bottle jack, oxyacetylene torch kit, power washer, steel workbenches, transmission floor jacks, tool cart on wheels, collapsible engine hoist, 50-foot of heavy-duty store shelving, steel 250 chainsaw, a large assortment of Snap-on and Mac tools, and other miscellaneous. This retirement auction for Bob Oliver, Oliver Transmission, Saturday, March 13th, begins at 10 a.m. at the shop just east of Home City on U.S. 36. Homestead and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Grapes are a lucrative alternative crop with the right space and growing conditions. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. The two primary market opportunities are wine and table grapes as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Growing grapes to sell or for your own use can be a rewarding venture. Success hinges on things such as soil quality, the terrain, climate, and disease control. One of the most asked questions is, how much land do you need to grow a vineyard? Annie Claude is a fruit crops extension educator at the University of Minnesota. She says if you're growing varieties to sell for wine, you'll need anywhere from 2 to 10 acres. This is because larger volumes of grapes are more appealing to the wineries.
I talk to a lot of winemakers who say if someone approaches them with 5 acres of one variety, they're much more likely to start contracts with them and buy their grapes versus someone who has maybe 1/2 acre of one variety, because when they're processing the grapes, it's a lot more efficient for them to be processing larger loads.
She recommends talking to the wineries in your area about the amount of grapes they would want to order. This will help determine the size of your vineyard. If you don't want to sell to wineries and plan to market the crop as fresh grapes for eating, you won't need as much land.
Think about your market. If you're somebody who sells mainly at farmers market, maybe just plant 1/4 acre. Maybe just plant a couple of rows and see how it goes. The point is, if you're selling to smaller local markets and you're selling fresh, you don't need to be thinking about, okay, 5 acres of grapes. You could do something like 1/4 acre to 2, depending on your market, and still have enough.
Input costs are high at the beginning, but may become less in subsequent years. Fungicides are a significant cost, as you'll need to spray every week or two to keep hard-to-control diseases from destroying the crop. Learn more about starting a vineyard at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar. For the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. We shall sing on that beautiful shore the melodious songs of the blessed, and our spirit shall sorrow no more. Not a sigh for the blessing of rest. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. To our bountiful Father above, we will offer the tribute of praise for the glorious gift of His love and the blessings that hallow our days. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall
Whether you're just starting your career, building a family, or preparing for retirement, there is never a wrong time to start thinking about your future. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. With life moving at what seems like 100 miles per hour, I know how easy it can be to let planning for life's uncertainties slip through the cracks. But as you progress throughout the different stages that life brings, it's important to have it included in your financial strategy. Knowing what that might mean for you can be tricky, and working with a financial professional can actually help you navigate the options for your situation so that you and your loved ones are well taken care of. And just remember, the best way to make sure you're on track is to stay in touch with your financial professional as you enter each new season of life. By keeping your long-term strategies always front and center, you'll be able to live a life filled with gratitude and purpose today and tomorrow.
The U.S. dairy industry is serious about sustainability. More today on Farm to Fork. Farmers, are you tired of using talc and graphite? I never imagined getting excited about a seed lubricant, but then I never expected anything like Dust. Dust is made 100% from U.S. soy, and that makes it cleaner and safer to use than traditional talc and graphite. Dust is farmer-proven in the field. The future of seed lubricants is here. Go to lowmutech.com for details. That's lowmutech.com or call 844-GET-DUST.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Dairy farming's impact on the climate is overstated, at least in the United States. So says Dr. Jamie Jonker, Vice President for Sustainability and Scientific Affairs for the National Milk Producers Federation.
Greenhouse gas emissions is a place where some activists try to claim that dairy production and livestock production in general to be unsustainable. I think there's a number of facts that they just kind of get wrong or misrepresent. We're only responsible for about 2% of the greenhouse gas emissions in the U.S. And according to the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, North America as a continent, which is dominated by the U.S. for the dairy industry, is the only region in the world where absolute greenhouse gas emissions have decreased from the year 2005 to the year 2015, the most recent time frame for which they have data. And it's decreased by 5%, and that's even with milk production increasing on average about 2.1% per year during that same time period. The U.S. dairy sector is already the most efficient in the world.
Jonker points out the Net Zero Initiative, started last year by the U.S. dairy industry, a roadmap for dairy to be carbon neutral by 2050. In the Dairy Defined podcast, Jonker says it'll cost farmers money to pursue that goal, and I'll have more about that in tomorrow's show. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
More than ever, it's critical to take advantage of favorable grain prices when you see them, even when your crop is still in the field. You can when you have a thoughtful crop revenue plan with Frontier Farm Credit. Our crop insurance officers have the expertise to deliver a plan that can help you lock in those crop prices, protect your income, and your working capital too. We'll show you how. Learn more by calling Frontier Farm Credit. Agriculture works here.
There will be a land auction for the estate of Levon Gurmerow Saturday, March 20th, beginning at noon at the farm, 2853 Victory Road, east of Hollenburg. Selling 200 acres in Franklin Township, 71 acres cropland in two fields, 110 acres pasture with the balance hayland, waterways, timber, and farmstead. There are three ponds. At the farmstead, there's a 1.5-story home occupied until recently. Older outbuildings. There are water wells and electric service at both the farmstead and near the South Road. Farm again located east of Hollenburg at the intersection of 29th and Victory Road. Sale begins at noon for the land, as well as selling an acreage in Hollenburg and a 4-bedroom home. Beginning at 10 a.m., they will sell iron, old farm machinery and vehicles, primitives, antiques, and some household items. Auction Saturday, March 20th at 2853 Victory Road east of Hollenburg. For additional details, go online to BottRealtyAuction.com. Raymond Bott Realty and Auction will be the broker and auctioneer.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, some good news potentially for agriculture industry across the state of Kansas and the Mid-America region, as suspension of tariffs related to a dispute over airplanes means that for some U.S. agriculture industries, a reopening for some European markets, and perhaps the opportunity for ag in any futures for the U.S. and EU trade agreements.
A 4-month suspension of tariffs related to an ongoing U.S.-European Union dispute on aircraft offers potential opening and expansion of markets for our nation's ag goods.
To send a signal of potential opportunity for us to negotiate with the relaxation of the various tariffs that have currently been in place because of the Airbus and Boeing dispute.
According to Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, the recently announced tariff suspension means not only time for both governments to resolve the aircraft dispute within the World Trade Organization. For now, commodities and products such as cotton, hard red winter wheat, orange juice, cheese, and specific tree nuts can resume entry into the European marketplace. And regarding potential negotiations of trade agreements with the EU as well as the United Kingdom,
maybe it gives us an opportunity to open the door with the understanding that any trade agreement must include open access to agricultural products in order for it to be successful.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
In other news, a coalition of agricultural groups urged lawmakers to support emergency relief for farmers and ranchers of color. In a letter of leadership to the House and Senate, the coalition says that, quote, committed to improving the financial and rural development interests of this nation's Black, Indigenous, Hispanic, and people of color farmers and ranchers. Specifically, the coalition urges lawmakers to support the Emergency Relief for Farmers of Color Act. Georgia Senator Raphael Warnock, a Democrat, introduced the legislation last month. The legislation would provide nearly $4 billion in direct relief payments to help farmers of color pay off outstanding USDA farm loan debts and related taxes.
Attention cattlemen, it's that time of year again to be making your sire selection for the future and success of your cow herd. Hi, John McCurry of McCurry Angus Ranch, inviting you to join me Thursday, March 11th at 1 p.m. in Burton, Kansas. We will be offering to you 100 stout, rugged, age-advantaged bulls out of breed-leading sires such as Relevant, Justified, Confederate, Turning Point, and Checkmate. Also this year is 32-year-old commercial pairs with AI-sired calves at side and 60 open heifers ready to breed. I encourage you to go to McCurryAngus.com or visit us on Facebook to see an updated catalog, pictures, videos of the offering, or simply call me, John, at 620-727-5197. Again, that number is 620-727-5197, or you can find anything you need on the website at McCurryAngus.com.
As COVID-19 vaccines are becoming available.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack looks ahead to the next farm bill.
Before we craft the next farm bill, I think we have to work between now and, say, the next year or two to take a look at what we need to do to create more, better, and newer markets and fairer markets. And that is going to help to inform, in part, what a farm bill ought to include. So, for example, if we are able to establish some kind of carbon bank that's designed for and implemented for farmers and benefiting farmers, we do this, I suspect, in a way that we begin that process. We provide sufficient resources to get it started, but also to learn from the early experiences of that, what works and what doesn't work.
And House Democrats look to clear the $1.9 trillion stimulus package for President Biden signed this week. The Senate will turn on moving more of the cabinet nominees, including his pick to head up the EPA, Michael Regan. The Senate Ag Committee will take its first steps towards crafting a potentially transformative climate policy that could transform farm programs, holding a hearing on Thursday to field recommendations from farmers. The Senate did pass Biden's massive American Rescue Plan of party lines early Saturday by a vote of 50 to 49. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York teed up action on three of Biden's nominees, Regan, Merrick Garland, who would be Attorney General, House Ag Committee member Marcia Fudge, also expressing interest in becoming Ag Secretary, but instead named to be Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. President Biden says he wants a stimulus package on his desk by Sunday when the $300 a week and bonus unemployment benefits scheduled to expire. The House has to vote again on that big bill because of modifications the Senate made, some of which were demanded by moderate Democrats, including adding language to allow $340 billion in state and local aid, including the feature to be used for broadband as well as water and sewer infrastructure. It's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
The 30th annual Boyer Limousine and Limflex production sale will be Sunday, March 14th, 1 p.m. at the farm, Liberty, Nebraska. Selling 18 age-advantaged and 2-year-old bulls, 19 spring bulls, and 20 open heifers. View their catalog online at dvauction.com, and you can watch or bid for free. Real-time and proxy bidding available. For additional information, contact Jay or Carol Boyer at jboyercattle.com. Boyer Limousine and Limflex production sale, Sunday, March 14th. Sale preview Saturday, 3 to 5, at the farm 3.5 miles east of Barnston.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
What an animal eats can come out as a problem. We're talking about weed seeds that survive in manure on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Eat weeds as they graze and might also ingest weed seeds from their feed. Stomach acids can help destroy soft-coated seeds such as grass, and they won't germinate in manure. Unfortunately, weeds such as Palmer amaranth have hard-coated seeds and come out intact from the other end of the animal. Melissa Wilson is an extension manure management specialist at the University of Minnesota. She says, since what goes in must come out, a good strategy is to kill the seeds before they get to the cattle. One way to do that is to ensile the feed.
Anytime we're increasing heat around the seed, that can help reduce viability. Ensiling also tends to have a lot of acids and things in it. So the longer that the seed is ensiled, the more likely it is to reduce the germination potential of those weed seeds.
If the manure is already contaminated with weed seeds, try composting it. Add a carbon source such as bedding material and mix it every couple of weeks so the pile gets hot enough to kill the seeds. Wilson says even if the feed was ensiled and the manure composted before spreading, low seed survival rates can still be a problem.
If you think you have a problem, put it in fields nearby that you can go and check out frequently to see if there's going to be any issues. And you'll probably want to monitor things for a couple field seasons because some of these seeds can remain dormant for, you know, several years before they actually start to grow.
I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about weed seeds and manure by listening to my podcast with Wilson at agriculture.com.
Producers, what do you do with your late model equipment your dealer doesn't want to give you anything on trade for or doesn't want to take it in on trade? You call New Frontier Ag, the late model equipment specialists. The guys at New Frontier Ag have years of experience selling newer equipment and know how to get you the best price possible for your equipment. If you have newer late model equipment, New Frontier Ag is your connection to premium prices. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a pair of new 2021 Chevy Colorado four-wheel drive pickups. One's a Z71 four-door four-wheel drive, the other an LT Redline edition. They also have a BV 2021 Silverado 3500 HD LTZ four-door four-wheel drive. It's got everything on it, and awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Sixth annual Flatiron Angus production sale Wednesday afternoon, March 10th, 1 o'clock at the ranch, 524 17th Road, Haddam, Kansas. Heath and Bob Allen, flatironangus.com. Selling 50 powerful yearling and long yearling Angus and Sem-Angus bulls, 12 commercial 3-year-old pairs, and 25 open commercial Angus heifers. Sixth annual Flatiron Angus production sale Wednesday afternoon, March 10th at the ranch near Haddam, Kansas. Heath and Bob Allen, flatironangus.com.
As you plan your spring planting needs, consider your crop insurance needs. Any changes in your planting rotation or farming operation? Do you need to add a crop? Are your levels of crop insurance adequate? Contact Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency in Marysville today. Let her help you plan for the upcoming season.
Lucky for you, our internet is faster than a leprechaun. St. Patrick's Day is one of the highlights of March with its lively celebration featuring leprechauns, shamrocks, and all things green. Blue Valley hopes you have fun. Whether there's Irish blood in your veins or just Irish spirit in your heart, you'll feel like doing a jig if you upgrade your internet connection to faster speeds. Improve your experience with streaming, gaming, video conferencing, and more. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Get here.
but you better make it soon. You can reach me by caravan, cross the desert like an airman. I don't care how you get here, just get here you can.
Hometown country station for the past 7 decades. KNDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.